Good morning. Today is Thursday, October the 29th, just 2 days before Halloween. Spooky. Ooh, mystery guest, please sign in. Ooh.
I just rolled in my mystery machine. Zoinks.
I see Scooby has nothing on you, huh? Paul Kraft from the CHP. If you don't recognize the attitude, at least you'll recognize the voice.
Good morning. Thanks.
Yeah. Geez, and you're in full garb today, too. I don't know. You got a new boss in town or what?
Yes, I have to look appropriate around the office now.
You didn't get kicked out, did you?
I mean, Captain, I've always dressed in uniform every day.
Yeah. Right down to his BVDs.
Oh, that's, I haven't seen a commercial for BVDs since.
Well, I would have said 80s. Fruit of the Loom, but, you know, then you know.
No.
It's a blueberry drink over there, and blueberry's not one of the fruits on the Fruit of the Loom.
Well, there's some trivia right there. We just started it off without even having to go to the book.
But we would never want to miss out on the book.
And continuing with the theme of blue, and since you're also wearing blue, what is the origin of the expression true blue?
Blue blood?
True blue is harkens back to early caveman days when they would actually use the blueberry dyes from actual true blueberries.
Hey, blue is a color of royalty, and even in Egypt, blue was true blue. I'm going
to
say
it's with truth telling, and people, you were marked.
You wouldn't lie to the crown, so
all over the place.
Okay, I'm going to say something to do with royalty.
It originally referred to the blue aprons and jackets once worn by butchers, which did not show blood stains. But it got its present meaning from the adoption of blues as the color of the pro-Parliament Scottish Presbyterian Party in contradiction to the royal red.
Oh, so I was 180 degrees wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. The anti-royals.
The first thing that came to mind was butchers, and then I'm like, well, yeah. That seems too obvious.
You know, one thing I'm still going to take a shot at to see... we'll get the baking out of the way, is I'm going to try to do a stolen this weekend, just kind of as a reference to, you know, what my thoughts were before Dad died, with orange frosting instead of white frosting. So if it works out, I may swing by the office as I'm heading up to the house and drop off an orange-looking stolen that is just going to be orange. It won't have orange flavoring.
Make sure it goes to my desk and don't just drop it off.
Oh, not to a certain captain who might be looking to make sure that you're wearing full garb. You would share that with him.
Just him, but yes. Well, maybe you'll get some gumbo too. It was supposed to happen this weekend.
So that would be an exchange then. I could do that.
Yes, yeah, so I can't accept gratuities from you. So if it's an exchange of equal... services,
equal value,
food.
Yeah, about a buck and a half.
Right.
Oh boy. Hey, with Halloween being Saturday night, are you guys concerned? I mean, is Saturday night put a different level on it for you and the CHP folks, or because of the governor's edict that you're thinking it might be just kind of maybe even less than a normal Saturday night?
Kind of hard to tell. I've been following social media and talking to community members, trying to gauge what to expect for this weekend, and I'm really not sure. I think it's gonna come down to individual communities. Some are probably more open to allowing trick-or-treating, or are gonna be actually handing out candy, and the variance of those neighborhoods will probably depend on what type of traffic we're gonna see, what type of calls we'll get. You know, we're not gonna be out to enforce in particular, certain orders.
No, not trick or treating. I was thinking more of the adult party part.
Yeah. Not sure. Really not sure at this point. For me personally, I've always enjoyed this time of year, and it's been a social gathering every year for Halloween and something that we're not getting to do this year. So I imagine that's going to be true across a lot of the groups in our area that.
I would suspect, and probably a lot of the large stuff, like a number of the different churches have done over the years, probably isn't going to happen either. Of course, it did over in Reading, but let's just say that everybody's not going to be doing that little number.
We hope not. I mean, it could go the other way where People start to see it as a release and say, throw caution to the wind and get dressed up and have their own little parties. Hoping that's not the case, just to avoid any...
Well, maybe you double mask.
Yeah, right? You're already masking up.
That's, right.
I guess the issue is if you're going to do face makeup and paint instead, then your mask could help smudge the makeup on your face.
So or if you do it right.
That's a concern.
Double up on your mask.
Yeah.
Or wear a mask. You know, one of the...
It's definitely an improvement for someone like myself, so...
Yeah. Trying to avoid... Cheap shots so early in the show.
We, you know, we will have extra patrols out for this holiday weekend anyway. We typically do for Halloween and, you know, certain holidays where there's more traffic, more drinking associated with the holiday, and this is one of them.
Halloween is one?
We don't have a, well, we take it into consideration for staffing, but it's not one of our enforcement.
Your big boys?
Yeah. Not one of the big enforcement weekends like Memorial Day, Labor Day, of those. But it's one that we focus extra DUI enforcement on because of the amount of alcohol that's typically associated with the Halloween party.
With a number of folks from out of the area, in the area, whether they're escaping fires or they're looking for homes to buy or getting out, have you seen any changes in any of the statistics, you know, any bumps in October that aren't normally something that you would anticipate?
Well, you know, I got to be honest, a lot of the statistics and stuff that we get each year, they really kind of go back a couple of years. So it's going to take time to put together.
Oh, there's a latency.
What's been, yeah, it has to be collated and put together, run through the computer system to spit out your punch card with all the data in it. Just on a personal level, I mean, I still see lower traffic levels. We seem to have fewer collisions, fewer fatals at the same point as last year. Those are all positive things. Now, are they because of the epidemic? I'm sure that has a large part to do with
Well, yeah, less driving.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it's picked up quite a bit, and I think we see that each day. More cars on the road, more people getting out. This upcoming flu season and winter months are really going to it's going to be difficult to kind of gauge how things are going to progress, so...
Well, they've got that with retail, too, with Christmas, just not knowing what is. Are you just going to see a lot more brown trucks and white and blue vans driving around or not? Yeah.
Well, you're seeing the Postal Service now is taking on deliveries, and I'm seeing them on Sunday at my house twice a day.
Uncomfortable.
Not particularly at my house.
Yeah, yeah. You almost gave up something there.
Right.
It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Kraft from the California Highway Patrol. Salute.
Yes.
Oh, you have the most extraordinary ability to send bad news on emails.
Sorry.
But, you know, I always comment, as you know, so we just kind of...
Yes, thank you for the replies.
I figure nobody else is doing them, but somebody's got to keep you on your toes.
You are the only one that responds.
The situation with the head-on in Oreck.
Yeah.
Or just north of Oreck. It's like, you know,
We've had a couple of those in that general location in the last couple of months as well.
Is it the stretch from... From the turn up through the old fish hatchery, is that?
Just north of Oreck, just past, one of them happened right at or just around Bald Hills Road. And this one last week was just a little bit further north than that, coming out of that last curve before the straightaway at
At Davidson?
Skunk Cabbage, what is that trail there?
It's Rolfe's. It's going to be Rolfe's for the next 50 years, even though they ripped it out. It's still Rolfe's.
Prior to mine.
Yeah.
Something I'm not aware
German.
Of.
German. That's Rolf. German food in the region. Yeah.
Okay.
They had Davidson Road there.
Really?
Just north. That's where it was.
Oh. I mean, definitely was before I got here. But
yeah, well, you're a rookie.
Hey, we're 12 years in now, so you're talking about something way, way back.
And your point?
There is none.
Okay. So is this people? Though it really torqued me that 10:30 in the morning, the causal agent, driver, was drunk. Who gets drunk at 10 in the morning or 10:30 in the morning and then hits the road? That's a good idea.
Yeah. I could clarify that it was impaired and not necessarily drunk.
Okay.
The driver was impaired. So
was it sleeping tablets?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not aware of what the impairment was. And then an ongoing investigation as well. But part of it was impairment of the driver. Yes. Well, we're seeing it more and more.
People drunk in the mornings, getting behind the wheel and letting her rip?
Between prescription and non-prescription drugs. Then you're adding in alcohol. But I think, I was speaking with my wife recently, who's a therapist, and talking about depression and anxiety and how those levels are increasing. Her client level has increased tremendously. We're seeing it more and more of the prescription drug impairments of drivers, not necessarily out of crashes, but also through just general DUI arrests.
More drugs being prescribed for anxiety and that kind of stuff, or just people acting differently?
So there's probably a combination, but you're going to see an increase in the use of the prescription drugs combined with the so there's more people. There are more people dealing with depression now from what the information I'm getting. We're going to see more of them out on the road as we increase traffic out on the road. And
people more driving, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there's just more driving. We're starting to see more drivers under the influence of those prescription drugs than I had previously seen before. Now, I don't have numbers in front of me that support that. It's just personal observations that I'm seeing from reports that we've had.
So they're not drinking early. It's not alcohol. It's
you're still seeing that. We're still seeing that, too, and an increase in early morning DUIs from alcohol. It's from the stress and the.
I wonder, for some.
You have less responsibility, I think, as part of it, where someone doesn't have to get to work in the morning.
When I get, I don't understand, and it's because it doesn't affect me that way. Getting drunk doesn't release anything. It just doesn't, and I don't drink that much. I mean, one glass and that's about it. Lightweight Louis over here.
It's a depressant. So
you're compounding a depression.
Yeah.
Rather than getting the escape or mollifying, easier to walk around outside.
Well, so it's kind of interesting when you say, someone that's depressed and then they're taking this depressant to make themselves feel better doesn't seem right. But what it's really doing or what you're doing it for is to depress that that feeling of anxiety. So it, gives you or makes you feel a little more relaxed and releasing some of that. Or it feels like you are, but it really is just suppressing it.
So the impairment that you're seeing out on the roads. Mm-hmm. Let's say if somebody's taking an antidepressant, whatever, does that lower the amount of alcohol needed to cause problems? If it's normally a 0.08, does that drop it down to a 0.04?
You can't really.
I know, case by case, but in general broad strokes, is that
Combination. Yeah, the combination of the two. It's going to make the effects on the body more intense. So if you're combining the two, you're definitely going to see an increased effect.
So if you take you consume a Bloody Mary at breakfast, and you're taking some additional meds, that could be enough to kick you over.
Oh yeah.
And
why they put on the label, don't operate machinery.
Yeah, heavy machinery. Well, I don't play around with D8 cats on a regular basis. So.
But each person is, the way their body responds to it is different too. And I have evaluated a driver before that was under the combination of drugs and alcohol that it didn't have, I wasn't seeing the effects that I thought I would. It was a lot more mild, and their body was not reacting as strongly to it as someone else would. But I've seen others that their assertion is that they had one beer and then they take a medication, but they are unable to stand upright. They're slurring and can't put a whole sentence together.
Could be the case.
Right.
For some people. Okay. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Hi, my name is Keith Lund. I am an electrician for Owsley Electric. You can go into a trade, be 18, become a trainee. They do require some education. You have 120 hours of classroom education, plus you have to work 2,000 hours a year. So after 4 years, then you can go out and work for another company, getting your own certificate, become your own boss. There's quite a few options you can do.
Own your future and learn more about the Trades Academy at hcoe.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Kraft from the California Highway Patrol. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite Pest Control, Murphy's Markets, and Baywood Golf and Country Club.
You just rattle those off like...
Like I know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you got that dialed in.
Yeah, well, I probably ought to shake it up then, so I have to think about it.
God forbid your sponsors change and throw you for
I would be lost. Yeah. So, Paul, as you're looking at fall, we've had a little bit of cool weather, a little bit of defrost on the windshield needed.
Occasionally.
I know there is the tendency for those who might have not allowed for a certain extra amount of time to drive with either the little window in the big front glass that has clear, or to clean it off, or to look underneath, or. I would suggest that none of those, other than a clean windshield on both sides, is what you would suggest.
Yeah, you could actually get a ticket for driving without a clean windshield. Yeah, I mean, that's impaired vision out of the front of the car, and that's very unsafe driving. I definitely take the time in the mornings as we're moving into winter to prepare your car before you take off. But along with that, I'd also say prepare for winter weather driving in general. We go through this each year and start talking about safety things as far as hitting the road, getting ready for this weather, new tires, windshield wiper blades, things like that. But packing some gear in your car.
Blankets, food,
charger for your phone, some water and some snacks. Just in case you become stranded, I'm not sure when we will see the moisture and maybe some snow this year that is needed. But
well, you know, even the heavy frost on the inside turn sometimes, you know, it's really weird following, and you see the track starting to do the circles, and it doesn't look like there's anything there at all, but you can see, somebody came through a little too hot or tried a little too much maneuvering,
right? Getting on and off the freeway with the ramps, and especially if you look at like Samoa Boulevard with the clover leaves, and getting going too fast on those with the slick roads in the morning.
Do people go up and over?
Yeah.
On those, you know, over
occasionally.
You guys probably hear that one from the office, huh?
You know where I see it most, a lot, is getting on from Giuntoli to southbound.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've taken probably three crashes there. Yeah. It must have something to do with looking over your shoulder right at that location, or looking over at Tony's thinking about a pie or something while you're getting on the freeway. But I tend to see a number of crashes there. You know, that 299 overcross right at 101, it can be dangerous as well. And
that one, if somebody's not paying any attention, they come in too hot.
Yeah. So right now, you know, we're starting to see this colder weather with the moisture in there in the mornings and the slick roads. We're used to the summer driving that we've had now carrying on through fall, and We're going to have the time change coming up this weekend as well, along with Halloween.
Is it the first?
Right? I believe it is.
I don't know. I
mean, Halloween night, I believe we also set our clocks, if my calendar is accurate, unless that's changed. But
well, I'm going to trust you.
Not the wisest decision. next
only
week,
one of us in here has a gun. I'm going to trust you. Yeah, the whole daylight savings thing is a bit of a challenge. Now, the safety zone also, there's been some activity there. It looks like they're going to be replacing one of the bridges or maybe a couple of the bridges through there. That's kind of an evolving little issue. When there's new pavement put down or the new striping that they did for those merged lanes or longer than a lane, maybe the merge half miles.
Yeah, they've created those long, almost acceleration lanes, I guess it would be called.
Yeah, I would suspect that should alleviate some of the concerns, other than they didn't do it on Indianola.
I think that's in the plans.
For the overpass?
With the overpass and stuff, yeah. Hopefully, we'll see that over the next couple of years or however long it takes them to complete that. I know they started picking up, and I believe they are done with the majority of the work in the corridor, at least the overnight major construction they were doing. There might be some cleanup work with painting and edging that they're doing, but yeah, it's going to be nice when it's all done, but it does create traffic problems during the course of that work being done. So I think we came out relatively unscathed throughout this end of summer and into fall with the work that was done there. We appreciate the public, you know, driving through cautiously. We had a couple of crashes, but we're very fortunate that nothing major.
Do you get a lot of tail end bumps where you go from 65 to 50? Just people, either the out of the clowns that want to go 65 the whole way, or those who are just unfamiliar or aren't paying attention that just.
Typically don't see it with the moving vehicles, but once they start getting closer to Eureka with the slower speeds or starting to come to a stop, we've had a few that were just bumped prior to getting stopped. So,
More glove taps than smackos.
You don't see it too often with the rear end with the moving vehicles, but a couple of times, the few times I can think of handling something like that, they had a cruise control set not paying attention and come up on a big rig at night and just drive into the back of it.
Bad move.
That was one in particular that I do remember.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Kraft. Paul, as things tend to evolve, you know, you got new folks in the area. People are taking different ways to get to work or get to the store, that kind of stuff. Old Arcata Road isn't really talked about too much. And yet it changes just like everybody else changes. Do the secondary roads, or I guess the small bridge would qualify also, and whatever some old boulevard turns into after it's out of Arcata.
Right.
Do you see more traffic going on those roads now than what you did before and some of the, congestions associated with that?
I can't say that we have. We've put a little bit of extra enforcement or try to steer some extra enforcement and patrol out into those areas during the times of the construction. So there's kind of a balance. So say if there's a project going on in the corridor, we want to have an officer present or at least in the area to help quell the increased speeds and prevent something from happening. But at the same time, we also realize that there are people that are going to be taking the side roads trying to quickly get between Arcata and Eureka. So we take that opportunity to go out
Arcata,
255. At least being present and visible to help reduce those speeds and prevent any collisions that could result in some serious injury or death. And
I'm surprised that there's not more incidents on the bridge. It seems like it's being used an awful lot with bridges. a lot more. And then you got the bicyclists that are there now and the walkers that are there now, too. I mean, it's just a lot of, not too many skateboards, but, you know, there's just a lot of activity on a really narrow, and it's not like you can really swerve around.
Yeah.
You got about a foot and a half shoulder on each side.
It probably helps that there's a good line of sight throughout most of that area. And I agree. I expect there to be more collisions. So there may be some unreported. I think we've been generally lucky with the pedestrian and bicyclist part of that through those areas. Maybe once the trail is completed between Eureka and Arcata, that we'll see even less of that, which would be great if we only have a couple a year incidents. If we can reduce those to none, that'd be great.
I wouldn't suspect that that would alleviate too much, just because the view over the bridge. But you can't match that, you know.
Well, I mean, there's
looking
also
through eucalyptus trees is not quite the same thing.
Yeah. Well, there might also be encampments in that Samoa Peninsula area that are probably bringing that direct traffic across the bridges as well. So, yeah, it may not ultimately end those couple of incidents that we have, but the hope is that the general motoring public continues to just pay attention as they have, and it's
paying attention is kind of a novel concept, isn't it?
Well, we have so many distractions in life. It is a constant battle for us on education and enforcement. So,
have you seen any reduction in driving and talking?
Yeah, well, I think that's probably coming from less traffic as well. But then again, you could say there's fewer cars on the road, so it's easier to see the violators. So,
sure, they would stand out a little bit more.
Yeah, know? I'd have to go through all the tickets written this year to kind of really gauge it, but it seems for the most part we've seen less of the distracted driving, more of the high speeds. We've talked about it in here before. Yeah, I got two messages last night from our officers working swing shift that with 300 plus mile an hour tickets. One was at 100, but
just out of
one
curiosity,
was 135 at Samoa Boulevard.
135 miles an hour?
Uh-huh.
What kind of rig was that?
I haven't looked at the ticket in depth. I was going to do a Facebook post later today.
It's got to be a vroom vroom of some sort, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's like a 75 Chevy pickup.
I'd have to look and see, and so I'll update you on next month's meeting.
Maybe they maybe they made a wrong turn and missed the drag strip.
That's probably got veered off a little bit from the drag strip and got on the road accidentally.
Alrighty, well, enjoy your Halloween. However, it's trick or treating, or if it's with a gathering,
social distance candy.
Legal gathering,
We're going to eat all the candy in our house and not hand any out. So that's my MO.
I'm going for the $100,000 bars also.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Thanks, bud. See everybody tomorrow.